They write a few bars of that, right? A couple bars? I forget how many you're allowed.
You know what? When they start trying to come after us for part of the royalties, that means we're making money. Do you understand? So it's a good thing to be sued. That means you made it.
Well, you know,
to be sued by someone like Led Zeppelin even could help us.
His life has been made miserable for periods of time by all the restrictions and constraints that you have to follow when you are involved in a lawsuit. Wow.
Fats Waller is on public domain. This stuff was recorded in 1947.
Wow. No kidding.
I own every Fats Waller song. I went and registered them. Yeah. Also all the Popeyes. I changed it to say Pun by Eric Horvitz. I got rid of Max Fleischer.
Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't been telling people what I've been up to because I figured people would think that was fucked up. So, but yeah, I'm up to some nasty stuff.
Well, that's a big
fact. I've already actually got publishing on most of your songs as well. I just figured you had got publishing, so I went and did it.
That's big money. So you let me know when we start to make money, right?
I figure in the end it would be to your best interest that I'd be motivated to make you famous since I'll be making all the money. Otherwise, I'm not telling. This looks really good. I should get this. See my rolling? This is actually really nice just to get the stuff. Okay, let's switch to the over. At some point you have to say, let's get the overhead cam so I can switch to this shot.
You want me to say that?
Well, if it wouldn't kill you.
Oh, okay.
And then like I could switch to the camera and make the audience think we have an overhead cam. And that makes me look sexy.
I want to show you some oracles that I've used and that are available. There's so many oracles out there. But you know, we're going to switch to the overhead cam and give you a look. There's like, you know, there's the crystal oracle. That's something that I helped create. It came through me, I think, and my partner. Linda Waldron, and then there's tarot decks. They've been around since the Middle Ages. You know, the people that invented that I was told it was from the Kabbalists, you know, which is sort of like a mystical sect, you know, that doesn't, it's almost, there's no religion there. It's just like, you know, brilliance and lots of mind and good thought. So, and then there's another one here that's, well, it's on a chair, but it's more ancient, and it's like, it's called the I Ching, and the I Ching is, comes from China, you know, and it's like, I think it's thousands of years old, if I'm not mistaken. You can find out. I don't really care, you know. I mean, I sort of care.
And then if you talk about any of the stuff, I can always cut to a shot or something.